Good morning. Thank you also for being here so early on the last day of a conference. I'd like to begin by acknowledging my collaborators that are actually here today, Aaron Peacock in the audience, and Jennifer Glick, who will present next on an analysis that is related but different from what I will present and from the same larger study that was conducted. So the research I'm going to present to you today is from a project that was conducted in Tanzania to better understand the implementation of voluntary medical male circumcision for HIV prevention, which is a mouthful, so I'll refer to it as VMMC. So VMMC, we know, reduces the risk of acquisition for HIV among men who are circumcised by 60%, and this has been demonstrated through randomized controlled trials. So based on this evidence, in 2007, the WHO and UNAIDS recommended the scale-up of VMMC in 13 priority countries, including Tanzania, which has now been extended to 14 priority countries. And these are all countries that have generalized HIV epidemics. Initially, these programs focused on how to efficiently deliver services and to rapidly expand access to VMMC. But as early adopters were reached with this service, the focus shifted from implementation to better understanding how to generate client demand. So how can we get more men to come in for this service? In response to this need, a number of acceptability studies have been conducted and converge on similar barriers and motivators related to VMMC service uptake. In terms of barriers, these include cost, pain, fear, and traditional and tribal identities associated with non-circumcising groups as barriers. In terms of motivations, we see perceived health benefits, including protection from HIV and other diseases, perceived increase in hygiene, and a perceived increase in sexual satisfaction with VMMC. So circumcision is a safe, it is an invasive procedure, moderately invasive, and it's a permanent procedure. It's a one-time choice to become circumcised and to seek out the procedure. However, the decision-making around it may be iterative and a staged process that involves logistical as well as social considerations. And the idea behind this stems not just from this trans-theoretical model of stages of change in terms of health-seeking behavior and health behaviors, but from my own experience with people that were providing circumcision in the field, some of the men who were providing services who were not yet circumcised themselves, and that it would even take people who were working in the VMMC program sometimes up to a year to become circumcised themselves. So we wanted to better examine what was going on during this process. And so we made use of a client survey that was administered to VMMC clients and wanted to, with this analysis, describe the timeline for VMMC decision-making among these clients, to identify logistical and social factors that were important in the VMMC decision-making process, and also to examine potential differences in decision-making across rapid versus longer-term decision-makers. The context for the study is Tanzania, where the adult HIV prevalence is estimated at 5.1%. And we focused our study in the two regions that are most heavily affected by the HIV epidemic, Njombe, that has an HIV prevalence rate of 14.8%, and Iringa, where the HIV prevalence is 9.1%. In Njombe and Iringa regions, voluntary medical male circumcision is provided by the government of Tanzania with technical support from JAPIGO through the MCHIP program and funding through USAID. So as of August 2014, approximately 150,000 men in Iringa and 120,000 men in Njombe had received free VMMC services. The larger study from which this data is drawn looked at the implementation of VMMC in different service settings and quality across these different service settings in terms of counseling. So as part of that study, 11 of 25 sites that were in operation during the study period from January to May 2013 were purposely selected. As part of this, clients were recruited on the day that they presented for circumcision. 397 clients were recruited to participate in the study and their counseling sessions observed on the day of circumcision. They were asked to complete a survey when they returned for their 48-hour post-operative follow-up visit at the clinic. Between these two time periods, we had 81% retention, which leaves us with 320 clients of EMMC services age 15 and older that completed an interview-administered structured survey that I use as part of this analysis. We conducted frequency calculations, chi-square tests of association, and multinomial multivariate regression models to accomplish the objectives I presented. In our analysis, we also accounted for the potential clustering at the facility level by computing robust standard errors, and all calculations were weighted to account for the differential probability of selection into the study sample. So our main outcome of interest was this postponement issue. And so we asked people how long they first heard about male circumcision for HIV prevention before they actually came in to get the service. We examined potential motivators of seeking services and also fears or concerns that people had as they were going through the decision-making process. And we did this using a series of yes-no questions related to potential motivators and barriers to VMMC. We also examined exposure to media and social messaging around VMMC services, interpersonal communication around VMMC, and descriptive norms by asking men how many other men they perceive in their community to already be circumcised. So, as you see from this figure, there was diversity in the amount of time that our clients had waited to seek VMMC. 35% of the sample waited less than 6 months or less between first hearing about VMMC and seeking the service. 25% waited between 7 and 12 months, 15% waited about a year to 2 years, and 25% of clients had waited 2 or more years between first hearing about VMMC and actually seeking the service. Almost all of the participants reported cleanliness, protection from disease, and protection from HIV as main reasons that they sought VMMC. But also 58% reported gaining status or respect from other men as a motivation for seeking VMMC services. Other factors including a perception of less pain during sex if you're circumcised because it was something they perceived women would want, increased sexual pleasure, access to the HIV test, and then finally because their parents had decided for them. So results of the multinomial regression demonstrate that persons waiting 1 to 2 years were more likely to report, So while the overall ranking was similar within each decision time group, clients who waited 1 to 2 years and 2 or more years between first hearing about VMMC and undergoing the procedure were 3 and 4 times more likely to report increased social status and respect from other men as motivating factors compared to those who underwent the procedure within 6 months. Men waiting 2 or more years were twice as likely to report less pain during sex as a motivator, but 60% less likely to report protection of HIV as a motivator compared to men who went through the procedure within 6 months of hearing about it. In terms of concerns during the decision-making process, fear about pain related to the procedure was the overall major concern for 65% of our clients. Other important concerns included side effects on health, worry that others would find out they weren't circumcised because the service was distant, fear of being embarrassed because they might be circumcised by a woman, cost of transport, and quality of services. But you can see that the percentages are much smaller for these other reasons than the concern about fear. When we looked at this across decision time groups, we saw that cost of transport, distance, and perceived quality of services was important for people waiting between 1 and 2 years to get circumcised compared to those who were circumcised within 6 months. But the people that waited 2 years or more were less worried about people finding out that they were not already circumcised than the rapid adopters. In terms of media IPC, we asked them whether they had talked to their spouse, family, friends, partners about VMMC and saw no significant difference across the decision time group. We did see that people that waited 2 years or more were more likely to perceive more men in their community to be circumcised. And people who waited between 1 to 2 years and 2 or more years were also more likely to be exposed to media about circumcision, which isn't too surprising. Some limitations, this is a cross-sectional study and it's retrospective. The decision-making process would be very interesting to study next in a prospective study. We may have non-representative clients, at least for the entire region, because the clinics were purposely selected, and we only include men who actually eventually sought BMMC services, so there may be people in the community with different perceptions. So in conclusion, we see that the BMMC decision time varies, and that only a third of men circumcised within 6 months of first hearing about it, which means that programs may need to consider being in the field for a longer amount of time to also provide services for later adopters. Similar to other studies, we see cleanliness, protection from disease, and that HIV are motivators, while fear of pain is a barrier. However, a new finding from this study is that social status and respect from other men is also important, especially among men waiting longer to get circumcised. This peer influence and communication from people who have been circumcised may be effective in generating increased demand for men making, for men taking longer to make this decision. It still is also important to address service-related factors, including cost, distance, and perceived quality. I'd like to thank, in addition to my colleagues who are here today, our study team in Tanzania from JAPIGO and the National AIDS Control Program, our colleagues at Johns Hopkins who were part of this, and also USAID for funding this research through the Research to Prevention Project. Thank you.